same for armpit, and the same with magnet and squid. We don't want to miss anything. If either of you find something, you'll both get the rest of the day off and a double shower.
The warden was pretty pleased with that gold tube that Stanley found. I think she thinks that now the search is on the right track. And she's handing out days off and double showers for anyone who finds something else. I knew she was looking for something in particular. All that stuff about the boys digging holes to build character was just a cover. But I have noticed that ditch digging does seem to be changing Stanley's character. Let's go to the paragraph near the top of page 70, which starts, "When the wheelbarrows are full..."
When the wheelbarrows are full, you are to dump them away from this area. We don't want any dirt piles to get in the way. The warden remained at the site for the remainder of the day, along with Mr. Pendansky and Mr. Sir, who showed up after a while. Occasionally, Mr. Sir would leave to take water to the other groups of campers. But otherwise, he and the water truck stayed parked there. The warden saw to it that nobody in Group D was ever thirsty. Stanley did as he was told. He carefully looked through all the dirt dug up by Zero as he shoveled it into a wheelbarrow, though he knew he wouldn't find anything. It was easier than digging his own hole. When the wheelbarrow was full, he took it a good distance away before dumping it. The warden couldn't keep still. She kept walking around, looking over the boys' shoulders, and sticking her pitchfork through the dirt piles. "You're doing fine, just fine," she told Stanley. After a while, she told the boys to switch places, so that Stanley, Zigzag, and Magnet dug in the holes, and Zero, Armpit, and Squid shoveled the excavated dirt into the wheelbarrows. After lunch, Zero took over the digging again, and Stanley returned to the wheelbarrow. "There's no hurry," the warden said several times. "The main thing is not to miss anything."